All right, well, we're not waiting for anybody to eat. What are we waiting on?
We're not waiting on anything. 9 o'clock.
I'm trying to create some noble.
9 o'clock. What the fuck?
I'm trying to create some noble gases.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Dislike. Downvoted.
What if it's just helium?
Why is that coming out of you?
Why is uranium coming out of you?
Yeah, feeling.
I'm going to circle back to that one again.
All right, we're live.
Just going to create some lies.
Latest follow, Neosec.
Sam.
Fuck that guy.
I have 5 meetings tomorrow.
That sounds terrible.
Downvote this.
Alex has been promoted. He just doesn't know it yet. Because this is a recurring theme.
Yeah, my employee review is almost 5 months late, and my pay raise is now a week late. So,
you heading up?
I'm
love you. Good night. Yeah, we are, but that's fine.
No, like, Holden's still down here. It's not an issue.
Holden's down here, and he's going to yell and not get picked up on the mic, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain to him. I was just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
It's just fine. So, happy DNA Day.
That's a made-up thing.
What?
Oh, today is DNA Day, April 25th. Do you know what happened today on DNA Day?
No.
You guys didn't hear what happened.
There was a cup.
There was no cup. Well... I cannot confirm or deny whether a cup was involved.
I think they call it a beaker in that setting.
The original Night Stalker was caught. Yeah. California's most prolific serial killer.
I saw a headline fly past about that and ignored it.
Wow. It happened on DNA Day.
Why is today DNA Day?
I don't know. I don't know why. Just because they like to do that.
Hold on a second. How much do you know about this fucking killer they caught?
What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything.
I know a lot.
But hold on. Hold on. 12. How many hours of content have you listened to about this killer? That
today?
Means many.
Yeah.
That means many.
As a matter of fact, I have plans to go home and consume more content.
And you weren't even going to spend the minute it would take you to look up why DNA Day is today.
No.
Why it's even significant.
No. Do you know why?
No.
I don't care.
Watch. Watch me unzip.
Don't do that.
Watch me
don't do that.
Pull it out.
Let's not on DNA Day.
Lock eyes.
Is DNA Day the day you start streaming again?
No.
Let me close this penis Wikipedia article I'm reading.
That is just my homepage. That is not weird at all.
This was actually me looking up the meatus of the penis.
The meatus of the penis.
Which is a part of the penis.
I believe
is
you.
That like
and
the,
I'm glad to...
The hatus of the anus?
No, that's a made up thing. Get the fuck out.
Oh, we were at that fucking drag show, and they
is this the same one that where you got hit on?
This was a different.
It
one.
Happens oh, at every drag
okay.
show.
Also got hit on.
Oh my god!
What?
You want to hear this DNA Day you're so excited about?
I'm not excited about DNA Day.
You
I'm
shouldn't
excited
be
excited about the Night Stalker being.
You out. Shouldn't be. National DNA Day is a holiday celebrated on April 25th. It commemorates the day in 1953 when James Watson, Francis Crick, Maurice Wilkins, Rosalind Franklin, and colleagues published papers in the journal Nature on the Structure of DNA. Nope, just published papers.
Publish those papers.
Fascinating.
So sexy.
Yeah. But nerds.
Well, the reason it's significant to this specific case is all this shit happened in the 70s and 80s. Which is before DNA forensics were a thing, which is wild to me. Like, it's only in the 90s or something that DNA starts becoming a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just so crazy, because, like...
A lot of it had to do with the cost and time that it took.
Yeah.
Not all of us had Alex's kitchen.
Yeah.
Also, like, DNA wasn't a thing. Like, 1953 is when we published papers on DNA.
Right. But it's just, like, it's so wild because for me, the 90s when it came about, I was not a
100
sentient person.
Million?
So for the entirety of my life, it's just always, it's just a given. Oh, do they have DNA? Like, do they have the DNA on it? But that wasn't a thing that they could use in the 70s and 80s.
Just like the internet was for you also.
Right, yeah, that's... It's just so weird. How did they catch people doing anything?
Well, this dude...
Just walking around. Just the cops on the street, they're swinging their nightsticks. They'd point at a person. Hey, did you do it? No.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Start walking around. Yeah. There was a lot of cops. They see a lot of stick pointing. And a lot of people saying, shit, yeah, it was me.
That's not how it went.
How it actually went
is the cop pointed his nightstick at the guy. Did you do it? No. And then the cop hit him and asked him again until he said yes or was dead.
Or looked in the crowd of white people, found the black guy, and found the dude.
Yeah.
And if there was then a black beat him. Guy, then they went to Hispanics. Then they went to Chinamen. Well,
let's just be clear. They had a Pantone color chart.
Anyone from an Asian country is a Chinaman.
Black yeah.
No, no.
Just one more time.
No.
Then they went to striations of black people.
Then they went to Irish. And then they went to Italians.
Fucking well, the Italians probably did it.
Probably.
Fucking Italians.
Well, we solved racism.
Yeah.
Just now, they I think.
Solved racism because it's the Italians' fault.
For crimes, they still do hair analysis for some crimes, which is complete bullshit.
Why?
Because hairs look alike. Oh.
No, like, they don't.
Yeah, so they
okay,
do.
You're saying if they found my hair.
And they found
on
my
a crime
hair.
Scene, and they compared it to David's hair.
Well, this one's not blue, and this one is.
This one's white, and that one's blue.
There was a
this
major,
one is a pube.
There was a major case recently where they did hair analysis, and they convicted
somebody.
We know
it's not yours.
And most of the hair that the person who analyzed it said it was all the same type of hair, and it matched the other guy. Most of the hair was dog hair. Some of the hair was cat hair.
I mean, if it's...
None of the hair was that guy's hair.
Most of the hair was dog hair, and they were like... These are all similar hair.
They said it
really
matched
wrong.
The person they were trying to convict.
If the hair fits, and make a merkin out
this,
of it.
I think this was from just like a couple of years ago, and it's complete bullshit.
I mean, it's not perfect.
No, it's not.
Obviously, solving crimes is not perfect. Because they just figured out how to link people. This guy raped like 50 people, and he left his DNA everywhere. Like, he like just left it everywhere. And
I mean, that makes sense.
Stop standing behind me and stop talking without a microphone in front of you.
And
ooh, sick burn.
So like, and then it's 30 years later has been the only time that they, because even like they passed a bunch of propositions in California since then because of this case where it's like they increased how often they can take DNA from people. So like if you commit a felony, they get your DNA. Your
bonus.
DNA is forfeit. Like. And then they...
Bonus, actually, Alex. He was a cop.
He was.
Really?
He was a cop.
Wow.
Well, he was fired. Here's the thing.
Oh, a cop
he
got
was
fired?
Fired. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
he
impressive.
Got, he got fired for shoplifting.
Oh, not for the raping.
Petty items.
Not for the raping.
He was a cop during... Okay, so there's like this escalation of crimes. He starts out as... What is the... I don't know. I don't remember the name of the area. The Vidalia, like it's something that starts with a V, Ransacker or something. It was just a bunch of like home burglaries, and then it was rape, and then it was rape and murder. So it's just like over this 10-year span of this like escalation of, but like apparently it was very signature.
It's all about escalation.
It is all about
fucking
escalation.
Anakin Skywalker.
But for many years when he was committing these crimes, he was a police officer. At least in the beginning. Until he got fired for shoplifting. Dog repellent and a hammer.
Dog repellent?
Things that you can afford on a policeman's salary.
Things that you would probably already have.
You would just, the next time you pull over a minority, you just steal them from the minority.
Right.
Dog repellent, like, is that just mace?
I don't know.
It was a wild time in the 70s, all right?
Like
there was this guy going around, he was raping people indiscriminately. Who knows what was going on? Oh, it was that guy. Never mind. That guy knew.
That guy knew.
I guess the dog repellent could have been plastic bags. We learned that Panda is now terrified of plastic bags.
Oh, he's terrified of everything. The dog's the biggest chicken shit.
Maybe it's just you.
Mirrors freak him the fuck out.
Mirrors yeah, freak no, me mirrors out are too. Creepy. Because you're looking at something you will never see.
He has a family? He was living in the same, like, in Sacramento. Sacramento's like the city this all started in. And then it's like just a crime spree up and down the coast. But like, He's just living in Sacramento.
Does Rich know him?
Probably.
He might be rich. He's rich.
Okay.
Shit. I don't think Rich was ever a cop, so I think we're good.
That you know of.
Yeah, it's true.
Do we want to talk about some slightly lighter news?
No. Murder. Right
I
now.
Would rather...
Go what do you got?
News article from CNN. Double Dare is coming back to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not Legends.
That's in the top story section of Google.
It's big news. Have you ever seen a gigantic nose and then the contest is to pick it and find something out of it?
Yeah, I played the home version of that game.
You built the gigantic nose?
No, they made a small version of that game.
I don't want the small nose. I haven't said small nose or regular human-sized nose. I've said gigantic nose.
Well, so compared to a normal...
I want the nose as big as a person!
Okay.
I want to be fisting the nose. I want my whole arm up in there. I want my arm as extended as that chick who was trying to cut that gigantic pizza earlier. Full arm extension, and then had to like even lean into the pizza a little bit to get all the way across.
That's a big ass pizza.
That's a big ass pizza.
All right, now I'm looking up game where big you ass pizza. Pick boogers.
Do you want to try to convince our listeners that you don't understand why you get hit on at gay bars?
No, no, no. So I need to clarify my position on this. We went to JJ's.
You have a position?
Yeah, no, I need to clarify.
What is JJ's?
JJ's is a gay bar in St. Louis. It's specifically a bear bar. Here's the thing. I went into JJ's, and any metric that you could apply to me as a measurement of...
bareness?
Beauty, masculinity, whatever you... sexiness.
Bareness.
There were three or four other people there that were off the fucking charts compared to me.
Baritude?
I am solidly at JJ's.
Yeah, but so hitting on people at a bar, there's always that one person that you just can't approach because you can't look into their light.
There's a math.
You just can't.
There's a math involved. Yeah. They're out of your league.
Right. And what you have to figure is those three people, no one else could look at. So they looked away. They all looked at you.
So wait. Those three people, we're giving you a spotlight.
Wasn't there?
They reflected their light.
Directly on you.
There's a fucking Job heavy episode of Arrested Development. Where Job judges beauty contests, and he's like, "No, you got to keep your eye on third place." is that what's happening right now?
That's exact. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Third place was Katara.
I don't know what we're talking about now.
Third place was Katara. The chick who plays Anne is the voice of Katara. Third place was Katara.
I guess she speaks so little in Arrested Development. I would have never put that together.
Well, I'm putting it together for you.
All right. They, like, don't let her talk in that show.
That was kind of the point. Her?
Also, you're brand new.
Oh.
Got the same old worn-out gaze.
You gotta think, like, the people who go to JJ's, like, we saw the same people at JJ's that we saw at...
Gray Fox.
The Gray Fox.
Like, because we went there with five of them.
No, we only left with two.
They all...
David
all
and Andy left
there.
Before us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to... I don't remember meeting them at JJ's, actually. But we left with Candace and Kirsten.
Yeah.
Those are only two people. And then we met a whole bunch of other people that we had already seen.
Bella Rose?
Okay, no, yeah, I'm okay, agreeing. Okay. Well, we didn't leave with them. Like, this is a community of people who probably know most of the other people there. So then you walk in...
Your virginal ass.
Oh, God.
Unbespoiled by time and a million other queens. It's like in the old days, like when you struck out west and like somebody had just barely tapped that oil vein. You wanted to mine that. You wanted to get right down in there, discover that black gold.
Before somebody else drinks your milkshake.
Yeah.
But
It freaked me out because some guy, I noticed the guy was following me, and I was like, oh, I think I have to pay attention to this. And so,
I'm going to pay attention to this. I've got a developing situation.
So we...
There's a bogey on my six.
Kayla and Candace are, and me are in line waiting for some beverages. And then all of a sudden I hear in my ear, very close, who are you married to?
Who? What'd you say?
So I jerked my head back a little bit. Because
jerking's
this person,
probably not the way to go right off the bat. Reflexive close. Jerking is not the way to go.
And I poked Kayla in the back and said, this one. And then he goes, lucky girl, and walked away. And I was like, just going to scoot a little bit closer to Kayla. But like... So, like, he followed me, eagle-eyed my wedding ring, which is my smallest ring.
Pretty sure you were chumming the waters a little bit here.
It doesn't. It's not a size thing.
It's placement it's a finger thing.
Right, yeah. Placement yeah. is of that ring is significant.
Yeah. yeah.
People eyeball that finger.
Right, specifically.
Right. I mean, he was also eyeballing your other fingers, too.
Yeah.
But for different reasons.
Just trying to figure out, yeah. like...
All right. Which of those is going to tickle my prostate the best?
Right. Long and thin.
Is that it? Is it just because I have Skeletor's hands?
Maybe, I don't know. What are the pads of your fingers like?
Is that something you can
For
see?
For the audience at home, Alex did look at his fingers.
Well, I looked at him and I was like, I don't know. Scratchy?
I'm not even really sure what I was asking.
Yeah, I'm not either, but... So...
Seems like the wrong gender for that type of question.
I work on a keyboard.
What does that mean? Spring loaded?
Yeah. I mean, I do use a mechanical keyboard. I don't know. Mm.
Did we already tell the story from the previous week? We didn't do it on the podcast. We did it.
Mm. No, it was live because we didn't record last week.
Right. Yeah, we did. We went out.
Oh, we went. Yeah, we went out.
Where we went to a drag bar and this drag queen was grinding on Alex. Grinding. And then, like, 4 days later, we get into a car and Alex is like, I think that drag queen wanted to fuck me. Like, what? Where are you?
That's it. I'm kidding, Alex. Yeah.
He was replaying the night.
Yeah.
I didn't think
he wasn't drunk.
It all came to him.
Here's the thing.
He doesn't have to worry about forgetting.
I didn't
it's
think
it's just all there.
I didn't think it was that obvious until Anna showed up and I was like, Anna, do you think that drag queen wanted to fuck me? Her response, oh, I thought that was very obvious.
Yeah.
Alright.
It was very obvious.
Yeah, I don't
mingle. Mira mingle. Mira? Yeah.
Wait, why did you ask Anna and not us first?
Because you guys laughed at
me. We were already
at
laughing at him. And then Anna showed up at Juju's.
Oh, you asked her the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you asked her at the place.
No.
When we were there, I thought it was funny because they kept talking to me. And I thought it was funny that, like, after several times where they were talking to me, you realized that they were talking to me.
Yeah, like they just incorporated it into their show. They were just addressing him in the crowd, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Oh my god, they're talking to Alex.
There's another Alex? No, it's our Alex.
Yeah.
Our Alex is now their Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost
He's
him
now
to the queens.
Collective Alex.
Yeah. We lost him to the queens.
Alex of the queens.
I like it there.
First of his name.
Like yeah, you notice this week Alex magically has a brand new haircut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I mean, and the assless chaps.
I have a brand new haircut. I have the haircut that I gave myself today after I got home and realized that I had already watched the movie that we're going to talk about tonight. So I was like, oh good, I can get rid of this fucking hair.
This is just more text for his bio. I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
No, yeah, he's working on his profile.
1 week I'm putting in my own floor, the next week I'm cutting my own hair.
All right.
Sorry, was I not supposed to tell people you put in a floor?
It was a surprise for Tony.
Secrets.
It was a surprise for Tony. Tony's been to your house once?
A couple times.
Has it been a couple times?
Yeah.
It was a couple times.
The only time I can remember is that fateful night where Kayla passed out after winning Risk Legacy.
I think she passed out during
winning. Fuck that house.
She passed out during winning Risk Legacy, I think, is the way it really went down.
Was that the one where I fucked the game board up?
Yeah, you did.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Fuck that little house.
Fuck that little house.
Goodbye. Sexual dimorphism means the male is much smaller. Sorry.
This is a dope snake.
It just makes me happy that I shared something with you guys that you enjoyed.
I've shared it with many other people, and I claim it as my own. As is the way of the internet.
I came across it by accident. And then I was like, the educational anaconda.
Hey, man.
Is that a small Nicki Minaj? I have to watch this.
It's a very, very cute. Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with Tom Hardy's face?
Who's Tom Hardy?
It's so pinched. It's so tiny. He's got such a tiny face.
He's the guy in Mad Max.
He's Max.
Oh.
He's the lesser character of Mad Max.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with his
face. He's the lesser title character.
He's the minority in Mad Max.
There's nothing wrong with his face?
It's kind of pinched.
Why do they keep trying to put masks on him?
Because his face looks like this.
Venom is a full face mask. Batman, the Bane mask.
The fuck are we
in
talking
Dunkirk?
About?
You don't see his face until the end of the fucking
Dunkirk
movie.
Dunkirk, he's got the
air mask on, like to the point where it's like I know those eyes and that's Tom Hardy, but you literally don't see his face until the end of the movie. Like the last 2 minutes of the movie is the only time you see his face.
I'm sure Tom Hardy's going to listen to this, and you guys are going to have a fucking complex. There's nothing wrong with your face, Tom.
Listen. Have you seen Tom Hardy? He doesn't have a fucking complex on how he looks.
He's also going to be Venom.
That's what I'm saying. It's
a full face mask.
And then in Mad Max, the dude's got a fucking cage on his face for 3/4 of the movie.
That's right.
Free Tom Hardy's face.
Mort and Joe had a mask on more than Tom Hardy did in Mad Max.
But we're not talking about Mort and Joe.
But we're talking about Tom Hardy. And then when Mort and Joe's face, their mask was removed, his face was also removed.
I think I know why.
They took his face.
I don't think it's his face is the problem. Oh. I think the problem is his voice.
His voice is...
Because he talks like this. Like he's got this weird lispy talk to him, but he's British. But when he tries to speak American, he has like this really high-pitched, lispy kind of voice.
Yeah, and they only have him do American.
Until he talks like this, and then he sounds amazing.
Oh, that Bane, I love that Bane voice. I don't care how
many
people like
him. Keep him in a mask because he sounds like this.
Not like this.
The darkness is your ally.
So
I was born in darkness, molded by it.
I was a man before I saw my first wireless controller. Sorry.
Should be.
This coming Monday, the podcast turns 12.
Day.
No.
Oh, it's last year. It's a preteen.
It's a preteen. It's, yeah.
Oh, it needs a training bra. Oh.
Next year, it can actually join Facebook legally.
Let's not do that, though.
It's already there. It's lying about its age.
Right, I mean,
it's already there.
It's already doing it.
It's already catfishing dudes. That's what I've been doing for the last 10 years.
How fucking weird would it be if your brand had to be 13 before it could join a social media page?
Holy shit.
That would be impossible.
No new businesses would start.
Ever.
Typical Obama regulation.
To be fair, that would actually not be bad in some cases.
Have you seen the new fucking regulations and laws that were passed on the websites?
Please don't tell me this is the sex trafficking thing you just found out about.
No, I didn't just find out about it. But I think this is the most recent podcast we'll have to talk about it since it happened.
Well, the sex traffic King thing is where they, that's why Craigslist dumped all their,
Craigslist did it ahead of the thing.
Right. A lot of places did it ahead of the regulations actually coming into effect.
The law basically says that the owner of the site is responsible for any content on the site, even if it's like comments or a public forum or something like that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked
sure
up.
Sure is.
That is fucked up.
I don't think it'll stand up in court, but it's like it's going to take somebody bigger to fight it.
I don't know how I feel about that. I understand why they're doing it, because there are too many platforms that are like, oh, well, I don't know. Like,
the problem with it is it, whenever you put regulation like that, it prevents competition. Because like Facebook or Yahoo or AOL or not AOL anymore, that's not a thing, is it?
Or Netscape or...
any of these big companies...
Ask Jeeves!
Any of these big companies can... deal with it and have attorneys and fight it, and then they won't get challenged on it. But the small mom and pop websites will. So, like, if you run a small forum, I don't know, maybe for your podcast, like, you're at risk. Whereas if you're
at risk if somebody says something or is or doing something and you're not actively moderating it.
If it goes out and they see it before you moderate it, it's still your fault. Is that
the language? Like you have absolutely no wiggle room.
Anything posted on the site is the way the language is. Like, that's the way it's written. Now, if you're Reddit and you're a big ass fucking corporation, it doesn't matter. Like, because Reddit has lawyers, and they're just gonna be like, ah, no, fuck you. Like, we're not gonna go down for this.
Yeah, it'll be somebody challenging Reddit.
It'll be Facebook first.
It will be.
It's going to be Facebook first.
I don't know if it'll be Facebook to challenge it.
And here's the thing. Mark Zuckerberg will sit down in court, sip his water.
This is the first time I've had water.
That bad lip reading was good. Yeah, that'll be what happens.
I don't know why you're looking at me and shaking your head like that. Like, that's just...
I don't think it would go down the way you're describing it. Like,
I think it will.
Because I honestly don't disagree that it's anti-competition.
So there's big competition in controlling who like has access to eyeballs right now. Like CNN did this whole spiel the other day for like an hour on how some ads were on YouTube on controversial videos, and they were like, "Look at this video that Nike's ad was found on," to try to tell people to not advertise on YouTube and instead to go back to advertising on CNN, like to try to keep advertisers on their medium. So like if I was a big company and I knew that I could force out small companies because they couldn't take the risk, and I'm a company and my sole purpose is to make money, like why wouldn't I do that?
Because you were a politician who did not want to oppose the Stop the Sex Trafficking Act. Because you want to be the guy who's like, I voted no to stop sex trafficking.
I am pro-sex trafficking.
Pro-sex trafficking.
They tried to put a bill forward in the Missouri House recently where it was like the Anti-Sex Trafficking Act. And it was, if you looked at it, it did practically nothing except for require everyone to pay $20 to unblock porn. That was literally the only actionable item in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the politicians who co-sponsored it didn't read it. And when they were interviewed later, they were like, I didn't know that was in the bill. That's fucked up.
I mean, why would you read it?
Yeah, why would you read a bill that you're signing?
I got $20. I can pay for my porn.
This is the only thing I did like about Herman Cain.
Regular porn doesn't do it for me anyway.
Can't vote on anything that's longer than 9 pages. I mean, it sounds fucking stupid. But then again,
I think
you start adding a bunch of shit to things and no one fucking reads it. You're like, well, fuck it. When Herman Cain has a good idea about the length of a fucking bill, why don't we all jerk off into a cup and drown ourselves?
God. That's gotta be the fucking worst way to ever go.
Just take turns drowning ourselves.
That you started it, and then he finished it by completing the thought. Like, it wasn't just, oh, that's gross. It was, oh, God, that's got to be the worst way to go.
That's...
But wait, are we talking about drowning in the cup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, collectively, like, you get 150 people to jerk off in the cup, and then you all take turns drowning yourselves in the cup.
So it's not going to be drink the Kool-Aid anymore.
No, you don't. No, you know what? I recommend you do not drink at all.
Yeah, nobody's actually going to drown. No, everybody's just going to be holding their breath until they pass out.
I mean, but then you're submerged. So,
I mean, but drowning requires like liquid in the lungs. So is what Alex I think is.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You pass out, then you're going to start drinking.
It's going to happen. I hate this.
Just the kind of gold ice fucking Rumpelstiltskin over here. Spinning my straw and seeminy gold.
Rumpel foreskin. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is Dave.
We are the Backseat Producers. By the time this episode is released, this podcast will be 12 years old.
Wow.
Boo. This is why we can't have nice things on the internet. Because of this shit.
Yeah. Depending on how consistent we are with releasing episodes, it's entirely possible that Sausage Fest 10 and episode 500 could be very close to each other.
I like the symmetry of the idea, but hate the idea of regularly releasing episodes.
See, I mean, to be fair, that's 55 episodes in, 18 months, give or take.
Oh, Sausage Fest 10.
Sausage Fest 10, not the next one. Oh. The one after that. Mm. It's like it's feasible, considering we don't record every week.
Well, I hate this.
Those are numbers. Those are round numbers. Next week, Orbiter 9.
What the fuck is that?
Hey.
I don't know, he said it.
You watch yourself.
No.
He hadn't shown up in a while, so I was like, hey, pick a movie. Then get your ass here next week.
Right.
I was like, oh.
Oh, it's because I was watching Lost in Space and it was one of the recommended.
Oh, okay.
Related things. Did you watch that yet?
Lost in Space?
Yeah.
I'm 3 episodes in.
Okay.
Dr. Smith is a shitty
person. She's the worst, and she only gets worse.
That's Dr.
And
Smith.
Also, the physics. There are so many physics and just like heat problems and just. It's just the fucking worst.
Space wizards.
Laser swords. It's pretty close to that.
It's pretty
completely
close
on
to
topic.
That.
I sent you a picture of my floor.
I saw. Looks nice. Looks like real wood, but it's not.
It's not.
It's fake wood.
Food.
No, I don't like that.
Is it Viagra?
Fake
wood?
There's a V in the name.
Well, there you go.
V is for Viagra. All right, can we talk about this movie?
Yes,
what
let's.
To do.
What'd you think of it?
I hate this movie.
All right, Alex, what do you think of it?
Okay, I have a problem in
your
that.
Your short version first.
I have a problem in that this movie is very forgettable. I watched this movie a week ago, and I can remember maybe 5 to 10 minutes of it, and I don't know why.
Kayla, what'd you think?
I liked it. It was a slice of life, coming of age movie. It was okay.
That's kind
of
how I felt about it also. I didn't think it was deserving of its Oscar nomination.
That is the entirety of the movie. I was like, what the fuck am I missing here?
Why I think was this might have nominated? Been. I think part of the reason it was nominated is because it was a female writer, director, female cast about female coming of age story. And it was a fine movie. It was the movie was it was all right.
I thought stylistically it was interesting. Like
there were good moments in it.
Yeah. As coming-of-age movies go, I thought it was perfectly fine. In general, I'm not a fan of coming-of-age movies. Like,
I am.
Just... I think that the most offensive thing about it was that it was perfectly fine. It was okay. It was mediocre. It was. I mean, it was just okay. The acting was
I mean, it felt
okay.
Real. Like, it felt like a real story.
Oh, it felt very real. Every time that fucking manipulative, passive-aggressive mom opened her mouth. I'm like, oh, God, it's my
mom.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
All right, now here it goes.
Hold on. Are you implying that the daughter was the victim? Because she was kind of a bitch.
No.
Their relationship.
She was awful.
She was awful.
No, I didn't say she was a victim at all. Why are you strawmanning the point that I made? Do you disagree that the mom was a manipulative, passive-aggressive jerk?
I don't think she... Yeah, I do disagree with that.
Yeah, I absolutely disagree with that.
I don't.
Every time she spoke, it just reminded me of my mom and her mom.
Passive-aggressive?
Like, just, oh, do you think it's too pink?
Like, that was the best fucking comment she made in the whole movie. And she was...
Their relationship was not great.
She was extremely immature for her age. Oh, yeah.
The mom?
Yeah, I'm going to give my daughter the silent treatment instead of working this out, because I'm the adult in this situation, and I'm going to make this better.
Her child had literally just stabbed her in the back with her husband.
Yeah, and her child was trying to talk to her about it. But instead, I'm going to do that thing where I just start slamming these cabinets a little bit harder and washing these dishes a little bit faster and not talking to you. It's the same shit that my mom did. Maybe I'm just having flashbacks to my mom, and that's what puts me off about it.
You just hate moms.
You do.
No,
hate,
I
yeah.
hate my mom.
You're like the anti-Mars. Because Mars needs moms. You're the Venus.
Also, that fucking guy. Oh, you're so fucking edgy, man. You're so fucking edgy and cool.
I don't know which one of the guys you're talking about, but if it's the dad, I'll fight you. Because the dad was a reasonable dude.
No, it's not the dad. It was the guy that she had sex with.
The dad might be my favorite character.
Yeah, Kyle reminded me of that fucking guy from Waiting, and that guy that
you mean
tried to talk to you on Nick's stream. You and Nick on Nick's stream, one of Nick's friends.
That guy from Waiting was
you weren't
Deadpool.
Even there.
No,
you don't.
But I've heard about him.
You weren't even there. These like, guys how does he remind you of someone you've never met?
These guys come from a cookie cutter. Like, oh, you're so fucking edgy and
most
cool.
Most guys
man.
Come from a cookie cutter.
Yeah, I know.
Most of them.
Maybe this is why the movie was forgettable to me, is because I'm like, oh, I lived through all of this.
Obviously, you haven't forgotten anything because you're having very, like, volatile emotional reactions right now. So you have not forgotten anything. All right. First of all, I need to come to the defense of the mother, who, yes, was at times passive aggressive. She's also working doubles at a hospital, dealing with her absolutely nightmarish teenage daughter, her husband who just got laid off, who is completely hands off to the entire situation. So the mom is always put in the situation of being the bad guy to the family. Like, she always has to be the one confronting. Like, even when he's at the computer fucking playing solitaire. The dad was at the computer playing solitaire. They need to have... What was the conversation they were having at that point? Oh, she just got suspended.
Yeah.
For the abortion comment.
Which was fair. Not that she was suspended. The comment was fair. Yeah. You've been aborted. We wouldn't have this stupid fucking assembly.
That was so bad.
That was
so the mom has to... She has to deal with all of this shit. So, okay, she doesn't handle the fact that her kid and her husband went behind her back very well.
Yeah. No. That,
treachery.
So, I have two problems with that. I have a problem that they went behind her back, but then I'm also wondering why they felt the need to do that. Because that means something in their interaction, whether it's accurate or not, we don't know. But something in their interactions with the mom makes them believe that this will be a nightmare. And we don't know what...
A nightmare or like, just hard to deal with?
Or hard to deal with. I don't know.
Or just even slightly inconvenient
yeah.
to deal with. Because they are both of these characters, the Lady Bird and the fucking dad... are non-confrontational.
I'm like, far more frustrated by the dad.
Well, Lady Bird is confrontational as fuck.
I'm yes, far more is. Frustrated with
no. dad. Dad is definitely not.
Yeah.
He is
but
he is
Lady
non-confrontational.
Bird isn't confrontational when she should be. Like she's just like confrontational all the time. So then when she needs to be confrontational, she doesn't have what it takes to do it because she just spends it all elsewhere.
I'm far more frustrated with the dad there than the daughter, because the dad should be old enough and mature enough and intelligent enough to understand how to communicate these effectively.
Yes.
A 12 or 13 year old, or now how fucking old is she?
She's like 17.
17. All right. Yeah. I can forgive a 17 year old for not, right? Like,
really?
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you develop those skills then?
Sometime between 17 and 40, for sure.
Starting at 17 is
no.
when you.
I would have liked to have developed those skills earlier, but I don't think I developed those skills until early 20s. Maybe late 20s.
Maybe early 30s.
And perhaps,
maybe never.
Perhaps dad never needed to.
Here's,
I mean, looking at the family dynamic, dad never needed to because mom always did it.
Mom's a
bulldog.
Every year of my life, I look at how I was a year ago, and I'm like, fuck, I was an idiot.
Oh, I got bad news. Your birthday is next week.
Yeah. Like, it's not even here. Like, 3 or 4 months ago, I'm like, I would have handled the situation so much worse 3 months ago.
That means you are growing as a person.
No, don't do that. That's
yeah. That's,
and
that's
I think that a person should have grown. Like, I think the dad should have been at a point where he, like, even if he'd be like, "Don't worry, I'll take care of mom," he could then go talk to mom and be like, "Hey, this is happening. Your daughter's worried."
But even the mom says that he suffers from massive depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, even she understands kind of the deal with him.
Yeah, but massive depression doesn't mean you can't communicate effectively.
It could.
My point is, you have this, like, violent reaction to the mom as if she is the sole, like, aggressor in this situation.
No, she's just the one that gave me the worst flashbacks.
But she wasn't that bad. Like, in this movie, she wasn't that bad.
She reminded me so much of my own mom and my own grandma that I was like, oh, if she's acting passive-aggressive and manipulative in these ways, I extrapolate that to she must be as bad.
She was a mom to a confrontational teenage daughter.
Yeah.
And they... The thing is you're only seeing... We're only seeing mom in the light of Lady Bird.
Who sucks?
Those two feed off of each other, and they do. They feed off of each other, and then they have a moment where it's like, oh yeah, we don't have to be this way all the time, but we do.
Yeah, because they'll be in the middle of arguing, like when they're at the thrift store. They're starting to bicker at each other, and then she pulls out the dress, and they're like, "What about this one?" And then it's like all
and gone. See, I have seen that. Exact same thing happened with Julie and her mom and with Julie and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will be at each other's throats. And then it's like, you want to go shopping? Sure, let's go. It's like, what the fuck just happened? You didn't brush your hair. And it's like, what the fuck is happening right now? Who are you people? And where did you come from? When you were in separate rooms, you were different people. But when you were together, it's like... oil and water, and somebody just lit a match.
To be clear, some of the unreasonable things her mom wanted her to do, don't rack up a bunch of student loan debt. I was like, oh, sing it, sister, louder,
which
louder.
Which is not a thing people told you in the early 2000s, which is when this is set. Mm-hmm. That is not a thing people told you.
Shackle that kid to the fucking bed.
And here's where I'm frustrated with the movie. We don't know if she was saying... hey, you need to be careful about student loan debt. It can ruin your life. Or if she was because the movie made it seem like, no, you're not good enough to get into those schools. Go to this cheap school.
No, she was quite literally saying the first thing because she references her son who racked up a bunch of student loan debt and couldn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
She says some shitty things to her daughter, but that's after her daughter
is shitty.
So, like, she snaps. Like, it's not defensible, but it's like, It is just a thing.
It's just very real.
It had escalated.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I don't like any of the characters in this movie.
Her daughter jumped out of a moving car.
Yeah. That was probably the most enjoyable scene for me. I was like, oh, I wish I'd done that when I was a kid.
The most enjoyable scene for me was when she caught that dude kissing that other dude in the bathroom. And I was like, good. I hope she's miserable. Yeah.
Oh, that was telegraphed for me.
Really? Yeah. Looking back, I was like, how did I miss that? But in the scene, I was like, we're going to the bathroom.
He's being, well, and it was like, oh, he's being sweet.
He's
not going to.
So nice.
Oh, wait. No, that's why.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I did, too.
Why didn't I think of it?
I, like, sat down after I was done with the movie. I was like, how did I miss that? And then I was like, oh, no.
It was right there.
He didn't grab her boobs. So much.
God damn it.
He could have
covered it so much better if he just copped a feel.
Well, I'm usually the person who misses all the foreshadowing. I feel happy. No, I'm not happy. I feel...
It's foreskin.
I feel proud of my foreshadowing expertise.
I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't catch it. But then again, I decided pretty early in this movie that I was going to...
not pay attention.
Play Battletech and just have it on the second monitor and focus on one of those two things. And it was the better of the two things. The conversation in the car was fucking ridiculous. They finish the book. They're both crying. She tries to turn on the radio, and mom's like, can we just kind of... we're both crying at the end of this book. Can we just kind of sit with this for a minute? And then, like, she flips out because she can't turn on the fucking radio.
Yeah.
Like, this is an unreasonable... Then she jumps out of the fucking car.
Her mom does say some shitty things in that scene, but that's being egged on. Like I said, it isn't... Like, that's
they
not
feed
right,
off of each other.
They
literally just feed off of each other. Like, and it just takes one little thing and it just escalates immediately. aggressively and completely.
But it's not like she's like, it's not like Lady Bird is only like this with her mom. She does this to everybody.
Yeah.
She does it with her best fucking friend.
Yeah.
No, she's like, just who is justifiably hurt by her behavior. She confronts her in the fucking courtyard, doesn't actually say anything, and just starts fighting with her. Like,
yeah.
I think the biggest difference is mom always fights back.
Yeah.
Immediately and aggressively.
Yeah, she's because, a bulldog.
Because this is just the relationship they have.
Yeah.
Bitch, I just worked a double at this fucking hospital. I just sewed some kid's face up last night. You want to do this? Let's fucking do this.
Let's go.
Let's fucking do this.
Cut your face up and sew it back on.
Yeah, we will go to the hospital and then I'll sew you back up and then we'll fight again.
Nobody will say anything.
Right.
I work there. Yeah. I know everyone.
Later, 10, 15 years later, the cops would come to that woman and try and get DNA evidence from one of her patients. She would fight the cops.
True story. That happened.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Same person.
Here's how much of this movie I forgot. I'm reading through the quotes. I forgot there was anything to do with plays and theater in it.
Whoa. That's wow, where that she was hooking up with the gay guy. Or not hooking up with the gay guy.
Yeah, I forgot that's how that happens.
Faux hooking up.
Like, she's just so shitty. Like, she just says the most hurtful thing that she can think of at any moment.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up quality to have.
Now,
she's also a scared child.
How much of that blame do you put on her versus her upbringing?
All of it.
You put all the blame on her?
Yeah.
Miguel isn't like that.
He's not.
He's also adopted.
Didn't she say something racist about him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she implied that the only reason he got into college was
his first name was
Hispanic.
Oh, good.
Which is an incredibly hurtful thing to say to somebody who you weren't even having an. He just happened to be like in the periphery. She's just a bomb exploding all over everybody. Yeah.
He just happened to be letting her use his computer to apply for college.
Yeah, I don't really like anybody in this movie.
Not even the dad.
I like the dad.
No, I like the dad too.
I don't know enough about the dad to qualify. The things that I saw him handle, he handled very poorly as far as I can tell.
I think he seems so worn down.
Here's the best part about him. The best scene was when his son went to apply for the same job that he did. Miguel.
Yeah, that incredibly emasculating situation.
And he was like, go get him.
Yeah.
Like,
he was being dad. He was doing the dad thing.
Well, I think
he also recognized in that moment that they were looking for someone younger, whether or not that is something that they should be doing.
Yeah,
he saw that his son was going to have a better chance.
What happened to that job interview was very illegal.
Yeah.
But
what happens in most job interviews is very illegal.
Yeah.
The heavy petting, mostly.
Yeah.
I've not had that in a job interview.
Yeah. Well,
I have. I usually
you need to go on more job interviews then.
That's usually where I start.
Yeah, just come on. Sit on this side of the table. You know what? Just sit right here.
I bet those drag queens will interview you.
Yeah.
They'll interview you for a long time.
Long interview.
Come on. It's not all of them. It's just there's been one at each show.
It's all of them. It's all of them.
No, there hasn't even one at each show. There wasn't one at the last show.
Alex, how many times in your life have you looked into somebody's eyes and seen lust there easily identifiable?
I don't know.
How many queens were at that bar? Because I did it that many times that night.
Through the many pairs of fake eyelashes, you could see it burning.
There was, see that hunger.
There were five, but I don't think... There are five queens.
And their names?
Five eyes.
Wait. Oh, wait. And their names were?
Jade Sinclair, Mira Mingle, Bella Rose.
There will be a quiz.
Kirsten, Duvet or something like that. I can't remember her last name.
I just remember her first name.
And...
I don't remember.
I can't remember the fifth one.
You know that Fight Club scene where What's-His-Face just wants to ruin something beautiful? That's the look I saw in those queens' eyes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They just wanted to fucking ruin something.
I don't think so.
Just spoil and salt the earth.
Listen, if those drag queens go up and blow a bunch of financial buildings, though, that'd be fine.
Are you implying that one of them should have been named Marla Singer?
No. Marla. Oh, Dicker? You weren't there last week. Jade Sinclair was coming up with fucking drag queen names on the stage.
I'm not as big into the queen thing as you are.
The names she was coming up with were so fucking good.
Is she coming up with them on the spot?
Yeah, I think so. Or she just knows a bunch of really good names that she's not using. She's
been doing it for 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Just how they're taking you in. Look at these names I'm coming up with on the top of my head. These aren't definitely people I've known. Oh. Oh, Come back to my house. We'll brainstorm some more in my bed.
My drag name is Fatty Ribs.
I don't like that.
That's not a clever. That's not Hell in a Handbag.
No.
Who might have been the fifth drag queen, actually, that we forgot.
Maybe.
That's a good name.
So, in summary, this movie was terrible.
I think it was terrible. It was just, like, not... I don't like coming-of-age movies, because they usually star shitty teenagers doing shitty teenage things.
Yep.
I would never have spoken to my mom the way that she spoke to anybody in this movie. Like...
I would have.
I never would have.
I did.
I never would have.
I, at one point... told my mom, stop being such a bitch.
My mother would have taken me from this world.
Okay. That happened. That happened. Then I got chased up the stairs by my father.
Yeah.
It was like, that was it. I was going to die. I was like, worth it. It was my moment.
Worth it.
This is how I'm going out. I'm gonna go out big. Not calling my mom a bitch, because that would have been the step too far.
Saying you're being
being a bitch.
I never would have said something like that to my mom. Never.
I felt justified.
You always do. I don't remember if I ever said something like that to my mom.
The funny thing is she doesn't remember it happening. She doesn't remember it happening.
In my memory. I would put that in my will.
Oh yeah. She doesn't remember it happening. She doesn't remember doing what she did that caused me to be so upset that I said that.
Tony, stop masturbating into those socks. Stop being a bitch.
I will. When you stop being a bitch.
So this is a scene that plays out in every household. Yeah.
As I watched this movie, I also thought that I would have been a very problematic student if I was in Catholic school.
Yeah, all that stuff seemed pretty familiar to me.
What do you mean problematic?
I don't know. I didn't see boys pissing on each other in the men's room.
It was co-ed school.
No, it was a women's
co-ed.
No, was I thought it was two different
schools.
Oh,
no. She was in a
She was in a girls' school.
Yeah.
Was she?
They brought boys over for the theater program.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. You didn't see the girls in the bathroom pissing on each other. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That part didn't make sense to me.
They were just eating the communion wafers and
they weren't punching each other in the nuts
talking
either.
About masturbation.
Yeah. I mean, that most of that feels pretty familiar.
I don't think I could eat communion wafers.
I could. Those things are good.
They
drink the fucking wine, too.
Well
the
wine, yeah. The roof of your mouth.
That's what you gotta wash it down with the wine.
that candy wine that they serve.
Mm, I like the abrasive, super sour wine. Mm.
It's like you know a what,
shock tart for your mouth.
Candy wine?
The, oh, yeah. There was some of it that was like super sweet.
Shock tart.
And then they water it down. That's part of the ceremony is they actually water it down a little
Ours
bit.
Ours was fucking dry as
that's the stuff I like. Mm.
Regardless of what the wine was, it always paired well with the wafers, though.
I remember for First Communion, they made us taste test it ahead of time because they were like, if you have this for the first time up there, you'll have a really bad reaction. We don't want you to freak out. And we're like, oh God, how bad is this going to taste? And then they gave a bunch of first graders a bottle of wine.
Because why not?
Yeah. There's like,
but there's
12 of us and we drank a bottle of wine.
One bottle of wine between 12 even small people, that's not going to do much to you. I bet a bunch of people acted like it did, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
I'm fucking wasted, man. I just shit my pants.
And it's all because of the alcohol.
I got drunk. Yeah. This is a totally normal thing that happens when you get drunk. Being an adult is awesome. I'm going to shit my pants every day.
Yeah, so she was awful. That's about what I got. That other guy was awful. The other dude. That dude sucked.
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
The one she had sex with?
Yeah, that guy was
the
worst. Oh, he's so fucking
edgy. Oh, as soon as you meet him, he sucks. She's him googly eyes at that concert. I was like, oh, I can just tell he sucks.
Yeah, that's when I hit him in the face.
When she meets him in the parking lot,
good girl. You don't have one of those tracking devices.
Sorry.
I prefer barter systems.
I'm trying not to participate in the economy. Oh my god. I just want to
go in to make my dad happy.
And then that's the moment she starts making out with him. Really, that is the moment that got you so hot and bothered. You just can't keep your hands off this boy.
Yeah.
When I'm like gagging, like puking.
Because we're adults. And we know just what a douchebag he sounds like.
Yeah, I feel like even when I was a teenager, I would have been like...
Yeah, she was just looking for a reason to
piss people off. Yeah.
She was just trying to...
Get dick.
She was just trying to get some dick. Yeah.
Because she wasn't going to get any with her from her last boyfriend.
We all know that classic way.
Yeah.
Gotta get some dick.
Gay surprise gay boyfriend rebound.
Surprise, my boyfriend is gay. Gotta get that dick rebound.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through it.
Yeah, you know.
You're hungered for that dick. Then you think you found a steady supply, but twist!
Surprise!
No supply!
No supply.
No supply.
You thought he was even being a gentleman when he didn't grab your boob.
I did not think that.
No, I just respect you so much.
I did not think that. Because those two things don't mean the same thing.
They probably did to her when you're 17 and going to Catholic school and have your first boyfriend.
Don't grab my boob. Like, I'm not going to grab my boob because I respect you, because you want me to grab your boobs.
She said, you can grab my boob, like, if you want. Like, it was, like, an offer.
Yeah.
And he was like, because I respect you so much.
She was trying to get, first off,
but the way she presented it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, listen, the boobs are the gateway drug.
If you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to, touch my boobs.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to lead with, give me that dick!
Yeah, it's a little.
Gotta ease into it.
Tad aggressive.
Gotta get it work up.
Touch my boobs? Because if you do, then I'm totally grabbing your dick.
Yeah.
Give me that dick!
Yeah.
Give it to me now!
You don't even have to grab it. You just gotta make make a light motion towards, make an accidental motion towards it. You look fucking miserable.
I don't know. I don't really care about this movie.
I thought it was a good movie.
I
thought this movie was garbage.
It's extremely mediocre. It left no impression on me. I don't really.
I don't think it didn't leave an impression on you.
It opened a wound that had already existed for years.
Well, that's what a slice of life movie does. That's right. It presents a moment in life, and if you see something in it that reflects back on your life, either from the point of view of the child, the parent, the brother,
So what you're saying is scummy, I need to have...
The scummy boyfriend or the closeted boyfriend.
The depressed parent?
I thought
that
was one
parent.
Of the only... Not, I shouldn't say only just because I can't remember, but one of her more standout scenes when he comes to the coffee shop she's working at and he's like...
Crying?
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. And it's like, you have to think, this is early 2000s, they're going to Catholic schools.
9/11.
This was after 9/11.
I know.
Yeah,
9/11. Living in a post 9/11 world.
Living in a post 9/11 world. And they're going to Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's gay. Like,
gay.
For her to have that moment of realization, obviously she's mad at him. She deserves to be mad at him. He was
Oh, yeah.
Like, But then to be like, he's super scared.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, a period of time had passed at that point too. So she had time to think it through. I mean, it wasn't like 10 minutes later he was having that conversation with her.
Didn't he say he was like afraid of his dad or something too? Probably. Finding out.
I don't recall.
Probably.
It's been a couple months since I've seen the movie.
It's only been a week since I've seen it.
He would be afraid of anybody finding out. It wasn't like an... That couldn't have been an easy situation.
Yeah.
I
get it. As a teen, that's...
In a Catholic high school.
Did anybody think...
Life-ending. I mean, as far as the fear.
Anybody think the plot with the priest with... I guess he had depression? Was weird?
What do you mean weird?
Oh, I thought he had cancer.
No, I thought he was... I thought he was suicidal.
Yes. Yeah. I thought he checked himself in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was unnecessary to the movie.
I thought it was just another piece. Like, it's just...
How was a lot of this movie that was unnecessary?
It didn't... I would have replaced
there may have been a lot of autobiography in the movie without knowing that. I think that the writer probably has had some of these experiences.
I probably would have replaced that with finding out more about the dad, because the priest never really...
I think you know as much about the dad as probably the kids know. That's as, like, his contribution to the movie seemed to be about his contribution to... Not, I shouldn't say contribution, but, like, he's just a withdrawn father figure.
I think this is just another symptom of her being a shitty person. You know why you never find out about these people? Because she doesn't give a fuck about anybody in her life.
Well, but it's not like this stuff is told from her perspective.
It is told from her perspective.
Majority of it is.
The priest talking to her mom is not in, like, she's not there at all. She doesn't know that happens.
Why is her friend crying on prom night?
I don't remember.
She rolls in and her friend's, like, bawling on the couch. Why?
Doesn't ask.
She doesn't even fucking ask.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. There's no conversation about it. They just like glaze over it, like, because her friend knows that
they both know.
They both know that, like, even if she told her what the problem was, like, she doesn't give a fuck anyway.
Lady Bird doesn't care.
No, and her friend knows that.
Yeah,
but she's a dick to her the entire movie.
The entire movie. Friends, yeah,
she's a dick to her. She always treats her friend like her fat friend, which is her character in the movie. Like,
yeah,
she always treats her like that.
Yeah, she treats everybody.
She does not treat everybody like her fat friend because she only has one fat friend. The fat friend.
No, I wasn't going to say that at all. I was trying to say that she seems to treat people as stepping stones to get to a higher social status.
She's self-centered.
Yeah. And that, I don't think that ever changes. Even at the end of the movie when she's like, because she ends up in the ER from drinking too much.
Weak. We've all been there. Oh, wait, no, I haven't, because I don't have weak flesh.
No. Anyway.
It's just because your body rejected it at Denny's, that's all.
I start drinking at 16. That's the appropriate time to start drinking. You start building up a tolerance, and you throw up in a bunch of kids' playgrounds, because that's where you're drinking, because you can't go to anybody's house and get drunk. Then you're like, fuck this, why don't we just go to my house and get drunk? We'll get drunk in the basement. My parents will never fucking come down there. Let's just get drunk in the basement. Then Dad's like, what are you guys doing? We're watching Super Smash Brothers on 4 computers fight each other for 8 hours now. What are we talking about?
How self-centered Lady Bird is.
Yeah. Weak.
The way you co-opted that entire conversation.
But what I was trying to say before is, we're talking about how the movie's told from her perspective.
The majority of it is, but you're right.
But there are pieces that aren't and don't need to... They don't do anything to further the plot or the movie.
But you have this, like... You always say stuff like isn't necessary when, like I just don't get that. Like,
there's no character development happening in those scenes.
But so there is, I feel like even with the scene where the priest is talking to her mom, the priest very specifically says, don't tell your daughter. Why does he say that specifically?
I don't know.
Because he knows that that is the mother of one of his students that's just showing this, like, community that they have. Like, he goes to the hospital and he knows the person treating him. So the person treating him is somebody he sees in everyday life. It's not like us. You go to a hospital, you don't know who that fucking doctor is. Like, so they know that he is having some problems. I don't know if it was an attempted suicide, which is kind of what I got from it, or if he just checked himself in for mental issues, but that makes sense to me that he would say, don't tell Lady Bird.
I submit. Now the story, just like Tony was saying, the story is too... There's too many elements of the story that the writer put in, obviously, from their own life. And the whole don't tell your daughter thing is just the reinforcement of that entire theme. Like, there's nothing that happens in the movie that isn't, like, in the orbit of her. Like, as self-centered and self-referential as that. So even the scenes where you don't see her in it, she's kind of in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really about her.
How full is the cup that you just jerked off into right now?
I didn't do any jerking. That was a completely valid, like...
All right, that's something way over my stupid ass head.
Why does she go with her dad to the job interview? There's no reason for her to go to do that, except that she has to inject herself into every side story that happens.
Did she go to the job interview?
Yeah. She's waiting for him when he comes out.
That's when they see her brother, his son.
So there's
a lot of Hispanic.
There are a lot of stories happening around her. So like, there's a lot of richness to everybody else's lives, their like internal lives that she doesn't get. Like, she doesn't get because she's only thinking about Lady Bird.
Yep.
So there are all these little stories. There's Leslie's story, which is her friend, where she's giving googly eyes to her math professor. You know, she's living with her mom and her mom's boyfriend or something like that. Like, Leslie has a whole backstory. The priest who runs their theater group has a whole backstory. Yep. Her dad has a whole backstory. Miguel has a whole backstory. Like, there are all these, like,
people.
Enriched stories happening around her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
She is Lady Bird. That's like, but you're saying, like it's not necessary. Like, the priest thing wasn't necessary. But it's reflecting, like,
all
the shit is happening because that's how life is. Everybody else is having all of these things happen to them. But it's all about Lady Bird and Lady Bird's mind. She doesn't care. She doesn't give a fuck that the priest is like suicidal because his wife and daughter
died.
Wife and child died or something like mm-hmm. that. Like, he's going through it. He doesn't give a fuck about what Leslie's going through because she wants to fuck Kyle. Like, she doesn't care about anything but herself. She's a self-centered teenager.
Yeah, that's a big cup, by the way.
That was a big cup.
It's a big cup. Like, even like her friend's mom's boyfriend rolls up at the fucking car, packs them both lunches. She eats the lunch right there and just throws her friend's lunch away. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't remember that happening.
Yeah. That felt like oddly uncomfortable. Yeah, like, watching her, I'm like, what are you doing?
They hadn't even pulled away yet. She was already throwing into the trash. Wait, what?
Trash.
I promise you this happened.
I don't. That's fine.
I promise, because it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I remember it. Only after you mentioned it, but yeah, I remember it.
It's real early, too. It might be the scene right after they're out of the car.
It is really early. She makes her dad drop her off blocks away from the school.
Yeah, that's real fucked up.
So then finally her mom, like, confronts her, and she's like, you're being a selfish piece of shit! Like,
are you... Yeah. It seems like you're talking to me like I think she's, like, a totally fine and normal person.
No, I'm talking to you because you keep saying, like, this isn't necessary. Like, I didn't care about this. Like, but these all have a place in the story.
Yeah. But all these other scenes have her in it doing something shitty because she's a shitty person.
What does that have to do with what I said?
Well, the other scenes don't have her in it, but they're about her indirectly. And I get what you're saying. I don't understand
black people.
What?
The gay agenda.
Oh. The gayborhood. Jim, your fucking gayborhood.
That was from earlier. Kale's like, are you in the gay neighborhood just hanging out over there? I was like, yeah, we call it the gayborhood, though. I think she almost threw her pizza at me. I think.
I was done.
She
should have flipped
the table.
These are the people in your gayborhood.
I made the Mr. Rogers joke. Don't worry. I was there.
Actually, the more I talk about it, the more I like it.
Oh, God. Don't go down that trap.
No, it's
that's
I'm
a fucking
there.
Trap.
I'm already there.
This is what Tony Mass does to people.
The more we talk about it, the more I realize I've forgotten about this movie.
You're welcome.
Except you didn't. You had a very, like, Well, like emotional reaction to even just thinking about this
movie. I remember the emotions I was feeling while I was watching this movie. I don't remember exact quotes or scenes or anything. Terror. I forgot about the whole fucking play thing.
We deflowered each other. We took each other's flowers.
Oh my God, that was weird. That was so bad. Does he ever tell her he's a virgin?
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
yeah. All right. When they first start making out at that house party, and she's like, oh, it's the tanning bed. She's like, they're making out. She's like, I've never had sex with anyone. He's like, neither have I. And like, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, aw. And then he's like, yeah, I feel like you're like misinterpreting like what I said. He's a piece of shit. Like,
oh yeah,
he's a gaslighting. Like, oh my God, because he definitely did say that. Her like whole oh we deflowered each other.
Yeah,
we took each. I was just like,
we have to break up.
God, I couldn't.
We have to break up. I'm sorry. This is too much.
We have to break up.
I didn't know it was going to be like this. Because if I did, I wouldn't have made this mistake.
Who's on top for their first time?
That's a solid play. That was. That's a solid question. That's a solid question.
When she said that, I was like, all right, you have complaints.
I mean, what woman is on top for the first time? That's not normally
how. No, yeah. All right.
Are you dismissing the podcast?
No, that was...
You gotta get home and play Battletech? Alright, pack it up, everybody!
That was me questioning my esophagus if it was really gonna do whatever it was about to do.
Oh, Jesus, the queens are just fucking... Some fucking 17 knocks at the door. Like, the fucking queens have been following you around, and they're like,
17?
What's going on with that esophagus, buddy? We heard there was an esophagus problem.
We have the cure.
Great.
The cure.
How many characters were missing?
Hmm?
That we've talked about? I feel like we talked about everybody.
Miguel, his girlfriend.
Oh, Miguel's girlfriend.
I didn't hate her.
Yeah, she had that moment.
When they were smoking?
Yeah.
Mom's alright.
Yeah, I admire her. She took me in when my parents kicked me out.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing to do.
It just because you're... I think a big part of Lady Bird's problem is that she's just generally embarrassed. And
I thought you were going to say she's just generally a shitty person. I really thought you were going to say.
I think a lot of her problem is that just intrinsically she is broken.
Yeah, well, there's that.
She is.
She doesn't know how to relate to people, and she doesn't try, and she just keeps everyone at a distance with her snark and her humor. What she sees as humor is just being shitty. And I think a lot of it is just embarrassment.
Yeah.
That she doesn't, you know, there are things that are happening around her that if she could open her eyes and see that good things do happen to her, all she sees is we're poor. We don't have what other people have. Even my friend who's got a single mom has a better living situation than we do.
I mean, they live in an apartment.
They do, but how does Lady Bird
hotel.
But yeah, but how does Lady Bird look at it?
It did look like a hotel.
No, that looked like an apartment.
Okay.
It looked like a hotel to me too.
But looking at it how Lady Bird would look at it.
Right.
You know, she she tries to
They roll up in a nicer car.
Yeah, she tries to play off that she's living in that other house.
In the fabulous 40s.
Yeah.
Which is apparently like a famous neighborhood in Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, the whole ending of the movie is just that situation, right? Where she ditches the whole stupid fucking Ladybird thing. She changes the city she's from, right? She's like, I don't have to be embarrassed by all these things anymore. I'm just going to drink until I get hospitalized. Oh, nope. I'm the embarrassing thing.
Oh, wait, it was me.
It was me the whole time. All those things I was embarrassed about, I left behind. But, oh, wait.
But I'm still me.
I'm still me.
I would have gotten away from it. Away with it if it wasn't for me being a shitty child.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, wait. I suck.
Oh, wait. It was me the whole time.
Oh, fuck. They were right. Mom was right.
I do suck.
Oh, God. I have so many people to apologize to, but I'm not going to.
I'm just going to, you know what? Burn it all down. I'm living in New York now.
Yeah.
I'm Christine. I'm not Lady Bird anymore.
I live here now. I'm going to drink until I die.
That fucking quote that she said at the end really annoyed me. She's like, so many people go by the name their parents gave them, but don't believe in God. The fuck does that even... Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's a very fucking reasonable thing that you're offended or shocked by. Like, if you want to change your name, I don't give a shit, change your name, but like...
Don't change it to Lady Bird, because that's fucking stupid. Every time she corrected somebody, I was like, you're the fucking worst. I fucking hate you.
I honestly didn't care that she wanted to be called Lady Bird.
Your mom should have gotten that abortion.
If her mom had gotten that abortion, we wouldn't have this movie.
Miguel would have been happier.
I like that they didn't go into the Miguel thing. Yeah. It's obvious that Miguel is adopted, but they don't...
Yeah.
Because they're not going to have that conversation again. Right. When he's in his 20s or something. Like, during any of those fights as a family, they're not going to bring up the whole adoption thing. They just know. Everybody there knows. And we all knew.
Yeah. We already know Miguel's garbage because he's Hispanic. Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. We all know what?
That was fun.
It's fun for me.
They never really go into why she wants to be called Lady Bird either.
It's because she's a piece of shit teenager. She's a piece of shit teenager.
You remember when you were so deep as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking, the world is a painful, placid lake, and I am beneath the surface, drowning in the dark. Just fucking, this was high school poetry, the movie.
This is nihilistic memes, the movie.
No, it is not nihilistic memes, the movie.
It kind of is.
Nihilistic memes are so good. I had to block that
fucking page because it just annoys the piss
out
of me.
It's because I share it every fucking time.
I don't see it anymore.
No, I'm still sharing it.
The nihilistic memes that I've seen are usually very good.
I look at them and go, I don't get it.
I do.
I don't get it.
I'm not 20 anymore, so I don't... I'm not in my 20s anymore, so I don't get it.
The darkness consumes me. I burn like the sun. There's an eclipse.
You guys all live in the, like, near the places that you grew up, though, right?
Yeah.
Fairly close, yeah.
Are you looking at me for an answer?
No, I just... Oh. I already knew.
Okay.
Yeah, I will pass by my high school on the way home.
I know.
Next year, Holden will go... to the same high school that I went to.
Okay.
not both of them, though, because the other one
is not here.
It's not here. It's in Muscoota.
Muscoota.
When we lived on base, I had to go to Muscoota schools.
Every day I learn something I hate about you even more. It's a wild journey we're on.
Jesus. It's so dark.
Muscoota.
So, like, everybody where I'm from, like, everybody has the same mentality as Lady Bird, where it's like, we need to get the fuck out of here. Like, fuck this place. But
they don't live in Sacramento.
They don't live in fucking Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking weird.
So, like, I got out of my hometown, and I never had that, like, aw, you know, it wasn't so bad.
It was.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, my
never
hometown sucked.
You live like here though. Like
I moved to St. Louis from Waterloo.
It's like 20 minutes away.
Waterloo. I thought you lived in the sticks.
Waterloo was the closest town to me. I lived.
Oh, you live in a town.
They also are from Redbud and Hecker.
I lived about six or seven miles outside.
I'm odd now. You lived in the anus of Illinois. I got it.
Yeah. No, there were lots of fishers. Lots of trees and lots of corn. And anal fissures like you wouldn't believe.
I believe it. Living in the country is rough.
I mean, I kind of get that nostalgic feeling about Maine in general, like, but not about Guilford.
Maine's really pretty.
Maine is really pretty.
You've spoken well of Maine.
Maine
in
is
general.
Like Maine in general, like as like a whole place.
But
like
when you zero in on where you grew up, yeah,
it's not.
It turns.
It's not.
It turns.
It goes dark.
It curdles.
Yeah, curdle is a good.
Do you think verb. McDonald's shake machine is broken?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna go anyway, but.
No, it's 100%.
Depends broken. On which one you go to.
No, it's Illinois.
There are three of them within like 3 minutes
of here.
Think
about the one over there at the gas station.
That's over there.
Over there.
It's over there.
It's 100% broken. We should just go into the gas station if you want to get like a slushie or something.
We're going to go into the gas station. I'm going to go into the McDonald's from the gas station.
Sure.
That's fair.
I was even thinking we should get a shake tonight. I think it was when we pulled up to Pizza Head.
I only ate one piece of pizza. And I was like, I'm going to be so good. I'm only going to eat one piece of pizza. And now I'm like, I am ravenous.
I offered you a second piece of pizza.
I know. I was like, I'm going to be so good.
Of my stock of three pizzas.
What is that voice?
So as an average.
That's why I'm not eating two pieces of pizza.
We had two slices of pizza each on average. Kayla had the baby bear slice. I had the mama bear two slices.
Why is it more bears?
You had the papa bear three slices. I'm doing the three. Fucking three bears.
I know, but what is it with you and the bears this week? Yeah, like, just can't stop counting the bears.
He's always counting bears.
And he wonders why.
All right.
He also remembers all the names, and he wonders why.
And he wonders why.
No, because I made an effort to remember the drag queen.
And they noticed that.
No, because I kept forgetting the names, and I was like, why can't I remember these drag names?
They like being treated like people, turns out.
What? No. Like, as soon as I...
No. No, they don't.
No, they don't. You're misrepresenting.
No, that's not right.
They're just a fuck toy to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is why they like you.
This is a dark turn.
Holy shit. Is this a twink top? This is a...
What?
This is a... Golden goose. I gotta give me some of this egg. I gotta taste that yolk.
I quit.
Make a little egg drop soup in this bento.
There's like an actual gag.
Good. You're welcome. Oh, you better get that out of the way now. Queens,
you better work on that.
Those queens are not going to like that. Or they will. But it's going to work on your crying.
There was a name of one of the female villains in Austin Powers that I thought would be a fucking amazing drag queen name.
Is it a lot of vagina?
Dixie Normus.
Mm. That's not bad.
Dixie Normus. Mm. But it's in an Austin Powers movie, so it's not original.
Is anything original?
I mean, there is nothing new under the sun. And however you say that in Latin.
I'm spent.
I got nothing else.
What the fuck are you looking at me for, Tony?
Waiting to see if you have
more gold over here?
You rumple foreskinning over there.
Rumple foreskinning over here. Spinning pubes into gold. Just gonna recharge my batteries every once in a while, Tony.
Well, you did it.
Just gonna replenish my juices.
Wowie.
All right. Next week, Orbiter 9.
That sounds dumb.
Well, you don't have to watch it.
I'm gonna anyway.
I know you will.
It's
foreign.
Am I gonna have to read it?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Shouldn't have fucking asked.
Yeah, you did this.
I mean, do you speak French?
Oui. Not well. I speak French accent because...
You speak racist French accent?
No. I hear
it. Don't you?
I don't speak it. I don't speak it. But my ear has been attuned to it because the new guy at work has a very... very thick French accent.
Very, very thick.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. Yep. See ya. Bye.
No, it's Spanish. Bye.